Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Well, this is the last Monday we will be together in 2022. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Monday, December 26th. Are you up doing your early morning drive with us? That means the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then you can catch up with us again in the afternoon with the afternoon drive time on 920 AM, where I started 27 years ago, and 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Wear red, eat chocolate, and spend an hour with me, because I fill that hour with everything to make your life a little better. The Joey English Daily Datebook, all kinds of community events, all kinds of mystery songs where Rick plays Stump the Hostess, all kinds of great interviews, all kinds of great giveaways, and then my great music at the end of the hour. After we're finished, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. We're going to start over. 2023, friend me. Okay, sit back and relax. I will drive. You know the routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Monday, December 26th is the first day of Kwanzaa, and it's also Boxing Day. Animal Samaritans gets every dollar matched up to $15,000 by Barbara Napper. And that's going on now. And you know we have Animal Samaritans on the show once a month, and we love our animals. So let's try and be supportive. Go to animalsamaritans.org. Heather James Fine Art has a selection of sales items. Maybe you're going to buy stuff for next Christmas. I don't know, but it's going on now at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. HeatherJamesGallery.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art presents the work of Andrea Stanislav. And it's titled, I Love the Light in California. That's going on now at 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert, Melissa Morgan, fineart.com. Let's do some legendaries with our dear legendary pal, Joey Pal, that is, Wink Martindale. His vintage visit today is called Those Were the Days. It's a new series from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the, ready, legendary KWXY Radio. 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. You can check out everything about this remarkable man, WinkMartindale.org. Okay, Joey Pals, we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
excuse me? You know, girl.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Joey Pals, this is our neighbor on so many levels. We're going to talk about Lou Chow's. We're going to talk about Oscars. I don't know if we're talking about curtain number 3 yet, but that means we welcome to the program after Christmas, Dan Gore.
Good morning. Yes. Happy late Christmas.
Yeah. How was yours?
It was nice.
Were you in Palm Springs?
I'm more like Bah Humbug.
Yeah.
So, it was just another day off.
Well, one of my children had the audacity to be born December 22nd, so I brought her and her family to you to take care of the birthday celebration. What do you want to talk about first? Oscars, Lou Chow's, or curtain number 3?
Whatever we can talk about Lou Chow's.
Okay.
We just saw you there.
Oh, ago, so. Joey Pals, let me tell you first. It was Tammy's birthday. She's the same age as me, 55. And it was amazing. So Dalton and Shelby and their mother, Tammy, we were at Lou Chow's. Got there at 5:30 last Wednesday because her birthday is actually Thursday and she had other things planned. The kids fell in love with the spring rolls. Talk about those.
Spring rolls. Well, they are about. I mean, we do make them in house, but it might be changing. Pure transparency. But yeah, so
yes.
Behind the scenes, you know, it takes a lot of labor to make them. You know,
really.
To you know, definitely labor intensive. You know, we like to stay that way, but people are like, oh, it's so expensive. Everything's so expensive.
Well, that's
because there's a lot of labor involved when you're making it in-house. There's so many great companies. Actually, there really are some great off-property companies that make food. And so many restaurants use that. And they just order the food already made, but we won't talk about restaurants.
We won't talk about that.
But so well, some of the egg rolls you can get off property, we might switch. But
Joey Pals, my grandchildren, and by the way, Tammy and her children are vegetarians now, which Dan and I can't even spell.
Yeah, the tofu, I know she enjoyed that.
They loved the tofu. They got two orders of tofu. There's three people there. And they had three orders of the spring rolls. They said they were the best they've ever had. I mean, these kids have been eating out with me as long as you know them. Okay. Then I had the wonton soup. That's also labor-intensive.
Yeah, the wonton soup's made on the flies. So we were like, what's taking so long for the soup? If we get one more complaint, what's taking so long? I go, you have to explain. Well, we actually make it fresh.
What a concept.
It's made, you know, kids, you know, you think of other restaurants. It's true that you brew it all day. Even at home, you know, you brew the stew all day long, but the soup is made on the fly in the wok.
So good.
And it's poured out, it's drained out. I went back there, what's going on? The first time we ordered, I'm like, what's going on? How long is this going to take?
Yes.
And it's in the wok, and they're cutting throwing the vegetables in and everything, and they're doing it in the wok on the fly. So.
And I must tell you, it stayed piping hot for at least 30 minutes. Yeah. It was delicious. Okay, I had the ribs.
The ribs.
Oh, Joey Pals. Did you bring any with you, perchance? No. The meat falls off the bone. And here I am sitting with the three vegetarians, right? Didn't bother me a bit. Had my, oh, my stars.
We had that crazy group karaoke. Did that bother you at all?
No, because
very popular.
Where we were sitting, and then my friend Nancy came in. She has several names. I call her Nancy because it was her birthday on Tuesday, and Tammy's was on Thursday, so we birthdayed up, and she ended up eating the kids' tofu. I did take a taste of it. Tell everybody what you know about that.
I don't know anything about
it. Oh, okay. Well, then I'll tell everybody.
I know I don't eat it. So.
Yeah. Mario, wonderful server, mm-hmm. explained that it's made differently because Tammy and Shelby and Dalton cook a lot of tofu. But they wanted to know how the chef did this. It's crispy. It has texture. It takes on the flavor of the other things around it. And I had a bite. It was good.
It has a lot to do with the, you know, we're not doing anything special. It has a lot to do with the sauce that the chefs make. So, you know, it's just the same vegetables, same ingredients, but the sauces are what really makes each plate. So when you go from, you know, restaurant to restaurant, Chinese restaurants to restaurant, it's really based on the sauce because we all use the same ingredients.
Oh.
We're all using the same vegetables. We're all using the same chicken and beef, and it's just really, our beef is double tenderized for the processes, which is, I like that. I like the beef to be very tender.
Yes,
so it's been described as velvety.
Velvety beef.
Yeah.
But the other vegetarian dish, Neptune's Delight.
Buddha's Delight.
What is it?
Buddha's Delight.
Neptune, whoops.
What's,
wrong culture.
Buddha's Delight. And then we also have mushrooms and broccoli dish. So that's vegetarian as well.
Mushrooms and broccoli.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Okay. Tell everybody what days you're open at Lu Chow's.
So we opened this morning for the Bitches Brunch.
Lu Chow's.
Oh, Lu Chow's. Lu Chow's. Absolutely sorry. Lu Chow's.
That's okay.
I'm jumping ahead of myself. Lu Chow's, we're open for dinner only Wednesday through Sunday, opening at 5 o'clock, across the board, 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay. 5 o'clock Wednesday through Sunday
correct,
now.
Correct.
Okay. Put that on your answering machine.
And we have a new restaurant manager, Gao.
Yes.
Gao is from China, and she is a former restaurant owner. So if you're from Long Beach, Forbidden City. She opened and ran for 10 years.
How do you spell her name? Do you know?
G-A-O.
Oh, I did that right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
She speaks English, but she's got a heavy accent.
Yes.
But she is also a chef, so she also knows how to cook. So that's what happened the night you were there. It's like we had two people out, so the GM was back there cooking along with the other chef.
See? You were serving. We all pitch in. And what's the phone number and the website and the location?
656-0045 in the Rimrock Plaza Center where Vaughn's is, where Gene Autry meets Canyon.
111 if you're playing along at home. Yes. Phone number?
656-0045.
656-0045. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Okay, let's go to Oscars.
Yeah, the bitchiest brunch today at 10 a.m. 10 a.m.
Monday, no.
Monday, yeah, we did it on Monday.
Oh.
Did it today.
Okay.
Monday, December 26th.
That's new.
It is new on weekends, yeah. Three-day weekends, holiday weekends, because typically Mondays will be holiday observance.
Okay.
But Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's, you know, it's always, this town is always slam jam-packed. Yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable talking about New Year's?
Yeah, New Year's, we have the same as last year, sort of. Less gypsy, so no gypsy.
Gypsy.
So we have Heclina, we have Billy L'Amour, Sherry Vine,
Jackie
Beat. So those are the OGs of drag. They are the original gangsters of drag.
What does OG stand for?
Original gangster.
Oh, yes.
They are the original, you know, very well-known, famous drag queens way before RuPaul's Drag Race came on the scene. Those were some of the most famous. Billy's the youngest, but the other three, you know, some of the most famous drag queens in the world.
Sherry Vine is, I swear she's a woman.
Yeah, Jackie Beat, one of the most underrated comedy writers. You know, she wrote for Joan Rivers for many years. Most of Joan Rivers' jokes were Jackie Beat's jokes.
Let's see.
Yeah, and she wrote for Roseanne, toured with Roseanne in the 90s. And Roseanne was very edgy. You know, her demographic was not drag queens. And a drag queen, not many people know this because they won't talk about it. But, you know, drag queen opened for Roseanne in the 90s, which was way bizarre.
Yes.
I mean, people, Jackie Beat is ingenious. I've never seen her. She's an ingenious comedy. Improv is
was she there awesome. Last year?
Yes.
Then
no, she wasn't.
Okay.
She wasn't. It was Heclina.
Yes.
It
and
was
Sherry.
Father Jean Merman. Jean Merman. And
from the East Coast.
Yes, 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 yes. Who's very extreme. These boys are just, you know, they became famous in their own right without media and without, you know, social media and TV show. And they're just all very, very talented.
So take us through New Year's Eve, which
shows,
is Saturday. Okay.
Two shows, New Year's Eve. 5:30 and 9:30, roughly. But you can check out our website, OscarsPalmSprings.com. I haven't checked. We could be already sold out.
I saw Michael at Lou Chow's last Wednesday night, and he said, because he knows I go to Marty Wiviot's party from 6 to 9, the ball drops in New York, and all of us go home. But I go over to Oscars. And Michael said, I'm saving your table at 9:30. I said, oh, well, put me near the back because I may get sleepy. Yeah. But
it's outside, so the cold will definitely keep you up.
Yes. How much?
That's a good question. Okay. I think it's $125, maybe.
Dinner? Or is dinner included in either show?
Yes. The first show. So the second show, no.
Okay. Yeah. Food's great, Joey Pals. Try the shrimp. Oh, no, don't try the shrimp. Oh, we were talking about food that you outsourced. Mm-hmm. Quickly, in the minute we've got left, tell the story of the cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll at Oscars? So,
yes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I love the cinnamon roll, so we make them at Oscars, but used to go other places to buy them, but we should have our own cinnamon roll at Oscars.
Dan woke up one morning and said, I own a restaurant. Why am I buying cinnamon rolls other places? And they're phenomenal.
We have, as far as Oscars go, we have the Mid-Century Modern is there now, musical-wise, as far as entertainment. Of course, we have the Mimosa Men starting back up in January, with Oscars Cabaret starting back up in January. Mid-Century Modern is the musical about Palm Springs.
Yes.
Is there now. Aces about the five Texas
women
that won the Miss America pageant in a row consecutively, that opens in February, and in negotiations, which a lot of people might have read in the paper, and bringing and staging Grindr the opera, third time it's ever been staged ever in the world. It's absolutely phenomenal. This guy wrote a musical based on the gay application called Grindr, and it's ingenious, and it will definitely, I'm predicting it will be here indefinitely at Oscars.
And you just signed a 20-year lease.
Yes, yes.
No swimming pool.
We're not going anywhere. No hotel.
No swimming pool.
even as clear as we were, people still ask me, so when's the hotel going?
Yeah, like, but you were going to be a swimming pool.
Yeah, yeah. And the linen area where they wash all the linen.
Oh, that's, how exciting.
That was Oscar's fate at one time.
Drama. Yeah. OscarsPalmSprings.com, phone number.
325-1188, OscarsPalmSprings.com. Say it again.
OscarsPalmSprings.com. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
It's Joey English. Oh, yes. With Dan Gore, we wear red and we eat
lots of chocolate.